Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Recently at the gym, a man named John received Christ. He repented and received Christ in a sincere prayer publicly with his head bowed. This is how it kind of unfolded, Saints. Just wanted to talk about this a little bit in order to encourage you to, if you do nothing else after listening or while
listening
to this little audio here, going to try to keep it short, I would ask you and encourage you to pray that God will open up doors for you, for Him to use you to speak the Word of God to other people, to help people get saved. And you know, if you're truly born again, that is something that you desire. Now, before we go on in this message, I wanted to encourage you to consider praying for the ministry outreach of SafeguardYourSoul.com. We are reaching thousands every day, locally and abroad, all over the nation and world, with Bibles and scripture-rich books to get them into the Word of God, get them saved, and watch the Lord cause them to grow in His grace. We will covet your prayers for the outreach fruitfulness as we work together, and also for the support of the ministry to be able to send these items out to men and women in jail and to hand them out and to drop ship them to other disciples all over the country and in other parts of the world, other continents. Your prayers and support are highly coveted. God bless you. So this guy, John, let's get into this situation with John. What a beautiful way that this all unfolded. About, I'd say, a month and a half ago, this older man that I see in the gym, we started talking to each other and the first conversation was probably 20 minutes, very rich, and it got into talking about religion and the Lord and stuff. And I listened to John, and he started talking about how he grew up Catholic, and then he spent a lot of years over there in Utah and was searching. That's all this is. There's two kind of people on earth: saved and searching. Amen. Saved and lost, saved and searching. And there's so many people like John out there, guys, as you well know, that God wants to bring in. He wants to use you and I like He did with Philip. Remember that in Acts 8, the Lord told Philip to go over to the chariot and minister to the Ethiopian eunuch who was searching, right? He was actually reading scripture, and Philip preached the gospel to him and got him saved. God used Philip. The Lord desires to use each and every one of us, and it's really not that hard, but we must observe scripture, and most of all, as I said earlier, just stop for a moment. Maybe you want to stop this audio and just say, Lord, I'm asking you to please begin to prepare and to use me. Amen. So John confided in me and talked to me, really educated, great guy, about how he had been searching for a month or so. He's been talking about how he's told this guy that gave him a Book of Mormon that he would read it, so he feels obligated. And I had given him about a month ago a copy of the book Moments with Our Master, 365 Day Devotional. I've been passing those out nearly every day. Those are like handing out candy. I simply ask people, hey, do you like devotional books? You know, like one a day, like one page, a little scripture and a little talk about the Lord and a little prayer at the bottom. I mean, without fail, about 90% of people know exactly what a devotional book is. And when I hand it to them, I always open it up. I say, check this out, man. And get them started right there. Whet their appetite. You know, check it out. Each page, you know, is one page per day of the year, 365 devotionals here. And look at the top, got a little scripture, talks a little bit, and then here's a prayer at the bottom. They're all like, oh, yeah, oh, that's like that, oh, yeah. Anyway, it's like handing out candy. I mean, I just love it. In fact, numerous times being in, like, get my hair cut, the ladies that cut the hair, they're all like, man, can I have a copy? You know, because I'll give a copy to the lady that cuts my hair, and then the other ladies want copies, etc. I just find personally that just to be so easy, and embedded throughout that book is the plan of salvation, and in the back of it is how to get saved. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit on today's message, because the way this unfolded, about a month ago, I gave John, wonderful gentleman, a copy of the devotional Moments with Our Master. And he had told me, he said, man, every time I talk to this guy after that, I gave him that, he says, man, I just want to tell you, he'll come up to me. I've been reading that devotional. I just love it. And another thing he said that's key, and it shows you the heart of people that are searching. So many people want somebody they can talk to about Jesus. And more than knowing any techniques and all that, which is really, I don't get into that. I believe we need to walk in the Spirit and know the Word of God and be available to the Lord and cry out to Him if you do nothing else. Again, asking the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, please use me to help reach others. Lord, I want to see people come to You, and I want You to use me, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. We pray that right now for every person listening to this message. Get ready, because God is going to use you. And I'm going to tell you about a prayer I prayed just recently in regard to what just happened. So John, every time I talk to him, he tells me he loves that devotional. He also tells me, man, I want you to keep praying for me. His heart was crying out. You know, and it would have been easy, I guess, in the flesh to just jump out and say, why don't you just get saved right now?
Let's pray.
But the timing wasn't right. And so last Saturday, actually, let's back up one day. Friday night, I prayed, Lord, please use me. Cause there to be an explosion. That with me, I'm just going to tell you, it just seems like God does
stuff
a lot of times, not all the time, but in an explosive manner where it's just like people like get saved and minister to, and it all happens in a string of events in the same hour or two or three or four or five. You know, all I can say is He is amazing, because if He can use me, He can use anybody. If we ask, He said, you shall receive. How many people know that Jesus desires to use you more than you actually desire to be used by Him? God, give us compassion, because we know, Jesus, that when you looked on the people without a shepherd, you were moved with compassion. We thank you, Lord, for filling us with your compassion, your integrity, your love, and every one of the dimensions of the fruit of the Spirit through an abiding relationship with you. Father, we ask you to make us authentic, Lord. Circumcise our hearts and our tongues and cause our lives to be glorifying to you. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Unite our hearts, O Father. We pray also with the psalmist. Unite our hearts to fear thy name in Jesus' name. So Friday night, I just said a simple, quick prayer. Lord, please use me. And in my heart and mind, I was reflecting on
how I
hadn't seen an explosion. Now that's just a personal thing. I mean, I don't know why God does that with me. Maybe He does that with some of y'all. I'm just talking here, guys. That doesn't mean it has to be that way with everybody, or anytime I minister, it's not necessarily that way, but it just happens that way in an explosive fashion. Some of you know that. You follow what we put on the Because You Care page. Go check that out on safeguardyoursoul.com, and you'll be greatly encouraged in your life with Christ and in being used by Him, because He wants to use you, beloved. Count on it. You're an ambassador, not for yourself, for Christ. Paul said, we preach Christ. We don't preach ourselves. 2 Corinthians 4:5 and 5:20. So I whispered and I spoke that prayer. It might have taken 2 seconds. Lord, please use me. Cause there to be ministry open doors. You know, because we can't just go out and create them. Now, when I was a younger believer, I preached everything that breathed. And I'm not saying that was bad, but you got to learn. And so learning to trust God and knowing that He desires to reach the people through you, that He's going to ordain for you to connect with. I mean, the miraculous stories of how there's no way other than God's absolute timing of so many stories. And you'll read about some of them on that Because You Care page on safeguardyoursoul.com. There's a button at the top, or you can just search Because You Care in the search box. Also, want to call your attention to the Revolutionary Evangelism book, real little book, real thin, less than 100 pages. Lots of encouragement in there. And also how the Bible tells us that we should approach people and share the gospel, which I'll get into in just a second with John. So on Friday night, last Friday night, I prayed, Lord, use me. Well, Saturday morning, I go to the gym, and John comes over, as usual, very nice man. Him and I have a great rapport. We've been talking, like I said, for about a month and a half, and we got to talking, and he kept telling me, man, I'm having a hard time reading that Book of Mormon. Now, he's not saved, so I was kind of gentle about it, but I said, you know, Saturday morning, this is how it happened. This is how God answered the prayer, and He will answer it. I'm telling you, if you ask God to use you, get ready. Be available and ask Him to fill you with His love and his spirit and quicken his word through you. Amen. So John came over and he's talking about how he loves a devotional book, and then also that he's having a hard time picking up that Book of Mormon again. You know, he's been moving his time over into the devotional book, I guess, and into the Bible. And again, there's so many people like that. And so I said, John, it's probably because the Holy Spirit has nothing to do with that Book of Mormon. And he knows that. And he can tell in his own spirit, even before he was actually saved, which happened last Saturday morning. Amen. And so we're talking about right now. So I said, John, there's only one holy book on the earth, and it's the Bible. And the way we know that is there's over 300 prophecies of Jesus Christ, the one Messiah, that were fulfilled to the specific detail in one man 2,000 years ago. And his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. He was prophesied to be born of a virgin. It even prophesied that he would be the exact town that he would be
born in,
and that he would be God from everlasting to everlasting. Micah 5:2, Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. Amen. And then the fulfillment in the New Testament. So I just gave him a brief synopsis of some of those prophetic utterances that were fulfilled in Christ. And I said, that's how we know that the Bible is the only holy book in the world, because only God could have known hundreds and even thousands of years before Christ came exactly how the future would play out. And anyway, we started talking. I wasn't even expecting to lead him to Christ, but God walked us right into him giving his life to Jesus. Amen. John was talking during that conversation about trying hard and, you know, trying to be good and keeping the Ten Commandments. And I said, yeah. And I'd already shared this with him because we've talked at length. It's all about the Lord too. Every time him and I talked over the last month and a half, probably to 2 months ago when we met, the Ten Commandments are God's will, and that's his holy standard. And yet what the Ten Commandments are there for is to bring us to Christ, realizing that we've broken every one of them. In fact, John, have you ever, you know, lied? He goes, oh yeah. He's a very honest guy. I said, sure, I have too. And the Bible says you shall not bear false witness, right? He goes, yeah. I said, well, so far we know you're a liar. What about looking on a woman to lust? Yeah. And I said, well, same here. I said, the Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And if you look on a woman to lust, you've already committed adultery in your heart. Also, have you ever used God's name in vain? He said, yes. Have you ever coveted? Yeah. So I took him through 3 to 5 of the commandments, asking him if he had committed those sins, and do that with everybody. That's what breaks people down. Remember Galatians 3:24, the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. We've got a post on the site called 10 Commandments Evangelism, highly recommended. God will, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, the law is not made for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. And that's why we need to give them the law and always dovetail the law. Take them through it and quote the actual commandments. Have you memorized the 10 Commandments yet?
So
I'm shoulder to shoulder, if you will, with him as a human being that's born in sin, has sinned, and needs to be saved. And so I said, John, do you know if you'd go to heaven if you died right now? And he said, no, I don't. There was a doctor. I told him about a story about a doctor a number of years ago, and I was in his waiting room, and it was a business meeting, and we had set up. And so him and I are talking, and he happened to have a Bible right there on his coffee table in his waiting room there, this doctor. And I said, hey, man, I like the way you got a Bible here. Anyway, the ensuing conversation, I found out that this doctor was Catholic, like I grew up, and John, like you grew up. I asked him the same thing. You know, do you know that you'd go to heaven if you died right now? And he said, no, just like you did. And I was in that same place myself. And I said, I told him the good news that God desires to save him into his family, into his kingdom, and give him the full and complete assurance that he has eternal life. In fact, the Bible says, 1 John, these things write I unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, not hope or wonder or question it, but that you may absolutely know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. I said, so God wants to save you right now. He also wants to get and will give you the knowledge, absolute assurance that you have eternal life when you believe on Jesus Christ. I said, John, I told this doctor that. I asked him if he wanted to know Jesus and have that assurance of eternal life, and he said, absolutely. The doctor prayed. prayed and got saved. And so John, I said, would you, is there any reason? I like to ask it this way, saints. Is there any reason why you couldn't repent and receive Christ today? And he said, no, indeed.
He was absolutely ready to pray.
And this guy's been searching long before I met him, obviously. I said, all right, I want you to bow your head right now. And right in the middle of the gym, I said, I want you to bow your head right now. We're going to pray, and you're going to pray to God. And I'm just your brother here. I'm your fellow man in need of Jesus, just as you are. I'm going to speak to you, and you're going to pray these words to God. We're going to pray together, and you're going to pray to God with everything that is in you from the depth of your being. Are you ready? And he said, yes. And I led him in
a prayer of
repentance, confessing before God, admitting what God already knows, that he is a sinner. By the way, all of this is in the book Revolutionary Evangelism. This is just navigating through the Word of God. Remember, 1 Timothy
chapter 1
tells us that the Word of God, verse 7 through 11, is for the sinner. So John got saved right there, started discipling him by reading and feeding on the Word of God every day and get him started in the Word. Now he's going to be able to understand it because the author of the Bible now lives inside of him. He's a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Let us be reminded, saints, that
Jesus is coming, and he didn't save us here on earth to just collect physical items and see how much money we can get in the bank. Consumerism lifestyle of those who love the world and not Christ. Because the Bible says if you love this world, you're the enemy of Christ. James 4:4. And the love of the Father is not in you. 1 John 2:15. Lord, we pray that you would use each of us, every person listening to this message, that you would cause and birth a prayer in their heart, that they will cry out to you personally, not just because they're hearing this, but because you speak to the hearts, and they will pray, Lord Jesus, please use me. Prepare and use me mightily for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus told us, saints, remember, to pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers
into his harvest.
That's got to be you and I owning that. Nobody else is going to do the work of God except a few, the small kingdom of Christ amount of people. In fact, it's Luke 12:32. Little flock. Fear not, little flock, Jesus says, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. So we're a little flock, and God wants to use each and every one of us. We pray that God will bless each and every one of us to be available, to call out to God, to prepare us every day, to give us a clean heart, the holy fear of God, fill us with the Holy Ghost afresh, the compassion of God, and let the truth of God, the gospel, the original gospel of Jesus Christ, to roll off our lips and to minister in his wisdom and love. Amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for listening and gathering around the campfire of the Lord and talking a little about our Savior that we're going to be with very soon and forevermore. God bless you, saints.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several mini books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.